Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, minus Kip Branch, which makes me ecstatic. It's going to be a good day. I'm not going to have to deal with nonsense today. Sitting in for Kip is Coach Dominique Clinch from Frederica. Coach, thanks for taking the time to come on down.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure. All right, so NFL draft, you know, we'll handle the NFL draft wall-to-wall. We'll tell you about the Jags. We'll tell you about the Falcons. We'll try and figure out what the Falcons are doing. Because, I have a theory. I think Coach Clinch has a theory. We'll share it with you. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Bennett Auto Group, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Okay. Here comes Mother's Day. Guys, make sure you say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head down to Cunningham Jewelers at historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find the perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget the college and high school graduates. Congratulations to them for all the hard work. Cunningham Jewelers is in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
NFL draft last night pretty much didn't really start until the 49ers took Trey Lance over. Well, I guess that was a couple nights ago. But nonetheless, this weekend, the NFL draft, Jaguars took Trevor Lawrence as expected. And then Zach Wilson, of course, goes to the Jets. And then Trey Lance goes to San Francisco, which then completely sets up the way the quarterbacks are going to fall. Atlanta takes Kyle Pitts. I love that pick. I was afraid that they were going to throw in the towel and go ahead and draft Matt Ryan's replacement and start moving in the direction of rebuild, but apparently that's not what they're going to do. Coach, you said something on the way to the radio station today about going all in on Matt Ryan and the quarterback situation being addressed later down the road, and I thought that made a ton of sense, and so, you know, that's your idea, so I'll let you share that.
Yeah, I think they're going to go all in with Matt maybe two or three more years, and if it doesn't work, then you know you have a new crop of quarterbacks coming in the draft. I think they're going to bank on the quarterback from Clemson,
the Hawaiian kid, DJ,
whatever his last name is. We know who we're talking about, but I think, you know, I mean, you just, because he's been there so long, and you know, you try to be loyal to that guy that brought big wins to the Falcons. You try to just give them one more shot, one or two more shots. And if it just don't work, then you have to just, you know, move on. I mean, he has a whole bunch of offensive weapons. Let's see if we can manage on defense. That's the big thing.
The head scratcher for me was, you know, Kip and I have argued about this several times, about the number five pick with the Bengals. You had Joe Burrow get carted off last year because you couldn't protect him.
Yeah.
And so with the number five pick, you've got the best offensive lineman in the draft sitting there staring you in the face, who's projected to be a top five pick, and then you go wide receiver. You're paying Joe Burrow all that money. He was a number one overall pick last year, and then you decide not to write the insurance check. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think that was a head scratcher. I was expecting them to pick, you know, the lineman or whatever, but some franchise, you know, if you think about it, Cincinnati, even Cleveland, and just a host of other. It's just when they draft a quarterback, it's career suicide. I hate to say it. So hopefully that's not the case with Joe Burrow. But when they drafted him last year, I was just like, good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, think about it. They Cincinnati hasn't really had a successful quarterback. Like, let's you know, when we say successful, define success. Boomer size.
That's that's the one that jumps to mind first.
Yeah, so that, you know, they took him to the Super Bowl.
Palmer was there for a little bit.
But it was career suicide till he left. And then when he left, he had a, you know, a career resurgence. John Kitna. Whoever you want to call that played at Cincinnati, it was career suicide.
The Bengals instead took Ja'Marr Chase, who is the best receiver in the draft, for at least I think so. And so he'll be reunited with Joe Burrow. So I guess, I mean, if you're going to make an argument of how that makes sense, that's the only argument you can make.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely would have gone Penei Sewell. And then you've got the Dolphins who took Waddle. I think that was pretty much expected. And then Penei Sewell fell to the Lions, who, you know, pick a position. The Lions need it.
They need everybody. They need water boys. They need everybody. But with the pick with the Dolphins, I thought the Dolphins was going, you know, go with the Heisman winner. I mean, he put in, you know, that was an amazing season. Not saying that Waddle didn't have a great season, but, you know, come on. Devontae Smith, there's no denying that kid. Even though he's 167, it's no denying that kid at all.
And if you're a Georgia fan, every time you hear the name Devontae Smith, you cringe.
Yeah.
And we know why, so I'm not going to rehash that.
Yeah.
So the Panthers went and took the best corner in the draft, J.C. Horn from South Carolina. And then here's where things got a little interesting to me. I'm sitting there looking at Denver, assuming they're about to pick Justin Fields or Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Instead, they take Patrick Surtain instead of a quarterback. Makes no sense unless they know. And you heard all the ESPN stuff. You know, maybe Aaron Rodgers is in play. Look, I don't particularly like repeating what the ESPN guys say because, in my opinion, they're wrong 90%. They're just on there to fill TV time, and they just say stuff that they don't really mean. They're wrong 90% of the time, where, of course, as our listeners know, when you listen to the show, pretty much everything that comes out of my mouth is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So, to me, it didn't make sense not to draft a quarterback there if you're Denver, unless the ESPN folks are right. Maybe there's something to the Aaron Rodgers thing with Denver, and they know something we don't, and they've got conversations going on, and so they decided to take a corner, shore up that defense, which was already pretty good.
Yeah. So I mean, I think with Aaron Rodgers, I think he wants to be in a bigger market. He's at the tail end of his career, and I mean, you know, he's on Jeopardy now, and he's doing all these wonderful things, and it's like you don't have that major market in Green Bay, and they're not helping him trying to win. So it's just like Denver can be a nice, I mean, because it was great for Peyton.
Sure, yeah.
You know, Peyton retired with a Super Bowl, which I have theories about that, but
yeah, we're not. Yeah, I won a Super Bowl with half a neck.
Yeah.
On the other side of the break, the weekend review.
Yeah.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio, not that talented and overpaid.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Here comes Mother's Day. Guys, make sure you say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all their hard work. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. One funny one was...
We're back on the Jason Bishop Show. Sorry, Coach. Okay. Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. We were having a conversation in the middle on our break. So, yeah, and I caught Coach Clinch in the middle of that conversation. But this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's not here. Yes. Brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
Okay. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt DiNardo. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA graduate. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons Island drive-through and low competitive prices at 912-266-8140 or online at goldenhousepharmacy.com.
And now we go to the weekend review.
That's one of my classmates.
And here we go. I just want to make sure I got this right. 2 years ago, you make Julio Jones the highest paid receiver in football, and now you're trying to ship him out. Typical Falcons. The Nets were the first in the East to clinch a playoff berth, as they should be, by creating a super team. Trevor Lawrence had better do well because the Jags are about to sign Tim Tebow. Write this down. Mac Jones will win multiple Super Bowls. Packers, what are you doing? It's Aaron Rodgers. Chicago Bears, Super Bowl bound. Doesn't Najee Harris just feel like a Pittsburgh Steeler? Matt Ryan and Julio Jones for Aaron Rodgers. I say this every single week, but one more time. The Braves need bullpen help. The biggest winner in the NFL draft, Sam Darnold. Can anyone tell me what exactly the Falcons' draft strategy is? Tampa, Trask. So, Agent Carter is the power broker. Yeah, I didn't see that coming. And these are my thoughts.
Trevor Lawrence had better step it up, because once the Jags sign Tim Tebow and have him on the roster, they have a backup plan that's going to push Trevor Lawrence to the brink of that starting position.
I don't think Tim Tebow's going to push. I think he's just there for, you know.
I can't get you to say that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he's there just for the spotlight. The spotlight's on Jacksonville. He's from the area. Why not try to get a taste of that limelight, you know? It'll be a good story, him at tight end. I don't know how effective he would be. I would put him at fullback, like a Mike Allstott type.
Okay. You know? So, of course, the Jags did take Trevor Lawrence at 1. They took Travis Etienne at 25. I liked that pick. I feel like that it gives some familiarity to Trevor Lawrence, kind of makes that NFL quarterback transition a little easier, handing the ball off to a guy that he trusts and he knows, and there's that chemistry. So, yeah, I think that's a good pick with him being there. drafting a running back in the first round has kind of been now taboo in the NFL because those guys don't last very long. But I feel like that there were two backs in this draft that if you took them in the first round, you didn't feel terrible about doing it, and that was ETN and Najee Harris.
Yeah.
And both those guys ended up, of course, both going in the first round. And I just don't think that you feel terrible about taking either one of those guys in the first round.
Yeah. Again, I haven't really seen, you know, running back go top half of the first round, which I think those two running backs were decent picks right there. Mm-hmm. I mean, because if they pan out, great. If they don't pan out, then it's kind of, all right, well, we just get a veteran running back. Nowadays, in today's league, I think the running back isn't as valued because now we're transitioning to more of a mobile quarterback. So if we need those yards, if he can't, you know, get an open receiver, he can just kind of go and get that extra 4, 5, 6 yards that we need for the first down or a touchdown.
I have to admit, I scratched my head a little bit when the Jags picked at 33 and took Tyson Campbell out of Georgia. Tyson Campbell, of course, you know, I mean, Georgia fans, you know the story. You were all excited when he committed to go to Georgia as a 5-star cornerback. He was going to be shut down corner. They were going to take away half the field once he got, you know, once he got on the field. And, I mean, let's be honest, Tyson Campbell has been a good defensive back, but he has never become that shutdown guy that I think Georgia fans had hoped that he would become. As a matter of fact, Tyson Campbell probably on that Georgia secondary ended up being the third best defensive back that they had.
I think so. I totally think so. And I really don't get this whole star system, you know, when it comes to kids coming in. If you can play, you can play. I can have maybe 2 or 3 good camps, and you can deem me a 4 or 5-star recruit, and I have all this hype on me, and I'm in actuality a 2-star recruit, which I'm not saying that about Tyson Campbell, but it was a head scratcher pick, but you know, we don't see what they see in the draft room. So hopefully it pans out for the Jaguars.
Hopefully so. And again, you know, I like Tyson Campbell, but at 33, you know, I thought you could have gone in a whole bunch of different directions and gotten more value at that pick. And I think, you know, later on in the third, I think you probably could have gotten Tyson Campbell in the third round.
Maybe third.
Yeah. And
mid to late third round. I would have, you know, just to shore up my insurance policy with Lawrence, I think I would have tried to get me a guard or a tackle.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm with you completely, yeah. which, you know, later in the draft they did.
Yeah.
And so with Lawrence, Etienne, and they got a tackle later in the draft. That's basically kind of what they did with the first few picks with what the Jaguars are doing. They're trying to get Trevor Lawrence, got him a guard, got him a tackle to protect him, got him ETN, a running back he's familiar with. So good job there with the Jags. Again, the Tyson Campbell pick, okay, whatever. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But there's to me, there was more value. And then coming back to the overall thing, we had talked about the Broncos staying away from a quarterback at pick 9. The Eagles take your guy, DeVonta Smith, at number 10, which, of course, they had ended up trading with the Cowboys. And once Surtain was off the board, the Cowboys just, you know, whatever. Yeah. So I think the Eagles got themselves a pretty good receiver. You're talking about the knock on, to me, it's because he's a little small,
yeah,
right? Small. Like, he's a little small. Doesn't mean he can't play.
Yeah.
And we'll find that out. And the Bears make the steal of the draft. They somehow find a way to trade up to 11, all the way up to 11 from 20 without really having the draft capital to do it.
Yeah.
They figure out a way, and they take Justin Fields.
Which I think that's the steal of the draft, I think. I think with that piece and with everything else that he got coming back, especially, you know, that defense, it feels like, and maybe I'm stretching here, but it feels like kind of similar to the Chicago 85. Stout defense, decent offense. They can get them to the Super Bowl. Maybe I could be wrong, but that's what I think. When I look at the overall roster and, you know, who they got coming back on defense and the pickups that they made. And don't forget Andy Dalton. I mean, we think because they drafted Fields that he's going to get thrown in the fire right away. you know, they might give Andy Dalton a shot. You never know. So
later in the show, I will tell you why the Bears are going to win a Super Bowl with Justin Fields as their quarterback.
In what year, you think?
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Brunswick High Pirates released their 2021 football schedule, and here is how that shakes out. The Pirates will scrimmage Ware on August the 13th at Glenn County Stadium. BHS then opens the season at home against Pierce County on August the 20th. Brunswick will host South Effingham, Richmond Hill, Bradwell, and New Hampstead if the Savannah schools allow travel this season. If not, Brunswick will go to New Hampstead. The Pirates will be away for MCA, the Islands, Glen Academy, Statesboro, and Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who is not here this morning. Instead, sitting in for him is Coach Dominique Clinch, who does some assistant work up on St. Simon's with the Frederick Academy Knights. And I'm trying to make a petition. I'm trying to make a push. It's not a petition. I'm trying to make a push to where, you know, you guys play your home games, Frederica does, and you've tagged your home field under the Oaks. I've been trying to make a push to get it unofficially recognized instead of under the Oaks to the Bloody Marsh, because I think that's way cooler.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, welcome to the Bloody Marsh. Yeah,
right. A lot of historical stuff with that too.
Yeah. I like that.
Do you?
I like it.
Back me up. Right here. We started
I'll
here.
Back you up.
Right here.
Coach Derek, if you're listening, The Bloody Marsh, starting next year.
Well, I'm sure Coach Derek is listening because he is an avid fan of this show. He pretty much texts me every day when I get home about something that I said on the show that he didn't like. But, yeah.
Yeah. I like that, though. Bloody Marsh. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Thought of right here in this brain. The Atlanta Falcons, I'm trying to figure out what they're doing. It's obvious the thought process behind this draft that they're doing right now is that they're going in with Matt Ryan for the next 2 to 3 years. They're not going to draft a replacement. They're not going to rebuild. They're going to go all in and try to win a Super Bowl in the next couple of years with Matt Ryan. Well, to do that, what you have to do is you got to shore up all the holes that you have on defense, which are many.
Many holes.
And in order to do that, you have to have salary cap space. In order to have salary cap space, the one thing that you can do to greatly alleviate where your salary cap situation is to trade Julio Jones.
Yeah.
So, Atlanta fans, here's what I'm going to tell you. Write this down. The Atlanta Falcons are going to trade Julio Jones in this offseason so that they can open up some draft space to go get some defensive help. And they'll do it in this draft. I'm assuming they'll do it in this draft. Get some defensive help on that side of the ball. On offense, you know, other than trying to figure out guys to protect Matt Ryan, we had this conversation on the way here. If they decide to hold on to Julio Jones, and again, I don't think they're going to, but if they did, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, and then Kyle Pitts. And so we had the conversation, is Calvin Ridley ready to be a number one? And after we had that conversation, I had an epiphany here in the studio. Even if you trade Julio Jones and then you move Ridley to number one, one of the guys that writes for the Southern Sports Edition, who's a huge Atlanta Falcons fan, Kenneth Harrison, he doesn't like the idea of moving Ridley over to one, doesn't think that he'd be as good because he'd garner so much attention and it would take away from the production. But then I think, well, would it? Because you have Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts, no.
You have to pay attention to Kyle Pitts, too.
Yeah.
So I think that would allow Ridley to step into that role and be a productive number one.
Yeah. But I also, I was just thinking about this, too, before we came on the show, you need a Julian Edmonton type guy for that team. You got Kyle Pitts, you got Ridley, and if you trade, you know, Jones, you get one of those receivers that you really don't think twice of, but can make the big catch.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a decent, but then you can, you know, get you a back that can catch out the field. That's another added receiver, you know. But I mean, just get Jones out of there. You know, I mean, he's really more so hurting instead of helping because he's always hurt.
Good point.
I mean, just let him go to another contender. I mean, if he goes somewhere else, new scenery, that might help him out. You never know. But I think sometimes you got to let things go. So many times we try to hold on to things, and it's doing us more bad than good. Just let it go. Start fresh.
His agent got him a monster contract 2 seasons ago as the highest paid receiver in the NFL at that time. And Arthur Blank came, you know, Arthur Blank, I think, did him a solid, right? And so here we are now 2 years later where it's hurting the franchise. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, I hate to say it, but in these team sports, especially in the NFL where you have a salary cap, a hard salary cap, sometimes you have to treat the players like they're commodities and assets, and it's a business. And personally, I don't like that players get treated that way. But when you set a hard salary cap for these teams that are trying to win, and then you've got a guy like Julio Jones who has meant so much to organization, who is coming up on – he's still a really productive receiver, but he's coming up on the last years of his prime, right? He's got like 2 or 3 years left in his prime, probably two.
Yeah.
He still has some value. And do you sell high on him to try to get back as much as you can, or do you just hold on to him knowing that in 2 years you're not going to be able to get very much for him?
Maybe a 6th-round pick. But I would just go ahead and let him go now because in this league, well, I think in a lot of professional leagues, is we value the guy on the things that they did in the past, but we never really think about what have you done for me lately. So we just kind of go with the name and what he did in the past instead of what production is he doing now.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, by Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jet Pharmacy. It is the Bluestein Shopping in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through services, and deliveries to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunization, competitive cash prices, even mid-synchronizations. So get on over to your friendly neighbors of Jet Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jet Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
So if you're the Atlanta Falcons, you're, obviously there's more draft pretty much all day today.
Yeah.
It looks like that, you know, again, what I'm trying to figure out is, I guess, the offensive tackle. I get Pitts at 4. I get the safety at 40 from Central Florida, Richie Grant. I don't – the only argument I guess I can make for Mayfield out of Michigan at 68, the offensive tackle, is you want to get Matt Ryan more help to be able to protect him. But I just got to believe that moving forward, every pick you make from here on out, it's got to be on defense.
It has to be on defense.
I mean, right?
Yes, it has to be on defense. Unless they take a look at Demery from Brunswick. Yeah.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
GeorgiaSeaGrill.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. Once again, there is no Kit Branch this morning. He is taking a day off, taking a personal day, which I'm all about. He can take as many personal days as he wants, as long as he's not here in studio to harass me. This segment of the Jason Bishop... Well, actually, before we get to that, buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates accepted. All insurance pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tires. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service.
And, of course, this segment is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nance Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau. So, the Atlanta Braves are still under 500. Bullpen still struggling, and now we've got even more issues where it doesn't look like Drew Smyly's carrying his weight in the rotation. He has yet to have a good start for the Braves. We're paying this guy $11 million for this one season to come in and basically just eat innings, and he's getting knocked around where he's not even getting out of the fifth. The bullpen's a mess. Fortunately, it looks like the offense is finally starting to come around, but you know, you could score four or five runs all you want, but if you're giving up 8-9, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter at all. I think with the Braves, if you think about it, the staple back in the day was pitching.
Yeah.
Pitching was very key. Glavin, Maddox, Smokes. Now it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Atrocious.
Yeah. Ian Anderson and Yanoa have stepped up in the Braves rotation. You kind of expected that from Ian Anderson, and then Yanoa just kind of came out of nowhere, and thank goodness he did. Where would the Atlanta Braves be if Huskar Yanoa had not come out of nowhere to at least hold down that spot in the rotation? Freed gets hurt. Smiley's been ineffective. Morton hadn't looked that great either. You try to bring up Bryce Wilson to give him a chance to earn his spot in the rotation, and he hasn't done it. He's gotten lit up both times he's taken the mound. And so here you are trying to figure things out. Max Freed's on the IL, and then just yesterday you put Mike Soroka on the 60-day IL, which may tell Braves fans we might not see Mike Soroka this season. So, you know, we went into the season thinking he's going to be back second week in April, and we were going to have Freed and Soroka at the top of the rotation, and both those guys are on the IL right now.
I call it the Adam Wainwright curse.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I call it. Ever since they let him go, he's had tremendous success, and the Braves been kind of, yeah.
Okay. So far. Yeah, the Adam Wainwright curse. Well,
that's my theory.
You say that, but if you really stop to think about it, of course, the Braves were going way back where the Braves made the trade, sent Adam to St. Louis, and got in return J.D. Drew, Eli Marrero, and Ray King.
Yeah.
And J.D. Drew had a fantastic season for the Braves, monster season, and then moved on after 1 year. Ray King was a marginal bullpen guy, and Eli Marrero was a utility guy. So, you know, and Adam Wainwright went on to become, and still is, one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, and I mark careers on championships. So we look at Adam Wainwright, think about the World Series.
Yeah.
And let's think about the Braves.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, fair enough. So I think the thing with me is the big blow, obviously, other than what the bullpen's been doing, The big blow is Mike Soroka going on the 60-day DL or the 60-day IL. You're now probably realistically talking about all-star break at best if you get him back.
Yeah.
And so where does that leave your rotation? You think that Freed's going to get back at some point within the next week or so. You think you're going to be able to add Chris Martin back to your bullpen. Newcomb got activated yesterday, so that should be a huge lift. So you get Freed back and you get him back on track. But remember, before Freed went onto the IL, he was struggling too.
Yeah,
he wasn't exactly lighting it up himself. So Ian Anderson and Huskar Yanoa have given you innings and they've pitched well, and everybody else has struggled out of the rotation.
Struggled a lot. So let me ask you a question. Would you try to make a deal to get some pitching in, or would you try to stay with what you got and just kind of tough it out?
That's a great question, and I like on the show someone asking my opinion, because typically that doesn't happen from my co-hosts. I don't get asked for my opinion at all about anything. No, with the Braves, I think it really depends on what Max Fried does.
Yeah.
I think, if Drew Smyly continues to struggle, you just move him to the bullpen, and then you give maybe Sean Newcomb a shot at it. You got Kyle Miller down in the minors, although I don't really think he's ready. Tucker Davidson might be a guy that you look at to give you a start to see what he looks like at the major league level, which he came up, I guess, a week and a half ago. They called him up and he was there for a day and they sent him back and he didn't even pitch.
Yeah.
So, I think that's an option. But as long as you can have Freed, if Freed comes back and pitches well, that gives you him, Anderson, and Yanoa consistently. So that's three key cogs. You can kind of figure out the fifth spot if you need to.
Yeah.
And then, try to find somebody to hold down that fourth spot. But if Freed comes in and struggles, you are 100% right. It's time to push the panic button, and you got to bring somebody in if you're going to win this year.
You got to bring somebody in, or you got to just say this is a wash. We're just doing open calls now to see who we can build for next year.
And that'd be interesting to see. I feel like the 40-game mark for the Atlanta Braves is where you need to start making decisions in, or are you in or out. You get to 40 games, if you're still under 500 or right around 500 by the time you hit the 40th game, and we're not far away. If you're still at that point, then I think you need to hit the button on what can we do, what do we need to do to make this team better, get some bullpen help, and figure out what you're going to do in the rotation. I think game 40 is a good barometer that if you're still struggling, it's time to hit the button to get something done.
Yeah, hands down, which I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, because they still have a shot. So we'll see.
And fortunately for them, the division is so tough that everybody's beating up on each other. Somebody's running away with it. Everybody's still kind of right there, and that certainly does help. But, if somebody gets hot in the division and they win like 8 of 10, it might be over.
It might be over. But I think the NL is like the NFC East. As long as everybody stay in the pack right there close to each other. It just takes one knockout blow to, take the top spot. So we'll see what happens.
Well, the bullpen's got to get some help. I will say this for Jesse Biddle. Last week we told you he had an ERA of 100.8 or 108.00. Well, he has knocked it down all the way to 11.
Oh, wow.
So congratulations, Jesse Biddle.
Congratulations.
Went from 108 to 11. So...
That's crazy.
A major league pitcher with an ERA of 108.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Brunswick High Pirates released their 2021 football schedule, and here is how that shakes out. The Pirates will scrimmage Ware on August the 13th at Glenn County Stadium. BHS then opens the season at home against Pierce County on August the 20th. Brunswick will host South Effingham, Richmond Hill, Bradwell, and New Hampstead if the Savannah schools allow travel this season. If not, Brunswick will go to New Hampstead. The Pirates will be away for MCA, the Islands, Glen Academy, Statesboro, and Effingham. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Here comes Mother's Day. Guys, make sure you say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget that college and high school graduate. Congratulate them for all their hard work. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
That's a great bid to have with two huge wrestling fans doing the show together right there. Come back.
What life.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for a perfect place to watch the big game? Then you need to check out Ops off of Exit 3 off I-95. Big jumbo screen HD TVs, 300-inch projectors, and the most IPAs in the Southeast Georgia, not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland, Georgia. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead at 912-576-6880. Ops, you're one and only true sports bar stop.
One of the things about the NFL draft, after the Bears traded up from 20 to 11 to snag Justin Fields, of course, we talked about that once Patrick Surtain was off the board, that's the guy that Dallas really wanted. They moved back and they took Micah Parsons. And so I'm kind of like, okay, you know, I can see him fitting in with Dallas, and he'll be productive. He's a great linebacker.
Yeah,
he can do it all. He's one of those linebackers that comes along not very often that can rush the passer, defend, and stop the run, and just is a monster to try to block. and blow plays up, even if he doesn't record the tackle, just so disruptive, which, you know, he's defensive end disruptive type from linebacker. That's rare.
Very rare.
So that's the type of player that he'll be. And then what I was going to say was what I like is what the Chargers did here. They've got that young kid Herbert at quarterback who took a beating last season. I mean, a beating. And they went and got him a really good offensive tackle. Some even argue maybe the best offensive tackle in the draft. I don't feel that way. I think Penei Sewell, hands down. But they went and got him Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern, who is a fantastic tackle to protect him. And so I'm looking at San Diego, and I'm like, you know what? You got that right. When you have a young quarterback, pay attention to what I'm about to tell you, NFL teams. Listen to Jason Bishop on this. When you have young quarterbacks, the best thing you can do for him is draft him offensive linemen.
Draft him offensive linemen. It's so important that you do, because you're taking off years of his career if you don't. You know, again, you know, so many teams. I mean, think about it. Jeff George was highly touted back in the day. Now I'm going back.
You are going back.
I'm going back. But he never had any protection, if you think about it.
No.
And it got to a point that he was the disgruntled quarterback. You know, you sign him for big money, and he's on his back all the time.
All the time.
So it's very imperative.
And so with that thought process in mind about drafting young quarterbacks, linemen to protect him, the Jets did something that the Jets don't normally do, and that's get something right. They trade back into the first round, and they draft a very good offensive lineman out of Southern Cal, Elijah Vera Tucker. Great pick for the Jets. Great job at coming back. You just draft Zach Wilson at 2. Yeah. You ship Sam Darnold out, and the thing is Sam Darnold, the entire time he was a Jet, took a beating. And you never got him any help to protect him. You ship him off, you draft his replacement, and the very first thing you do is go get him protection. It's great.
Yeah, but, you know, just going back to that draft pick, Zach Wilson, I'm not completely sold. I would have kept Donald. I would maybe traded that second pick away or went another route, but Darnold is a stud. And Carolina is about to do great things with Darnold, I think. I'm just not sold on Wilson.
Well, I agree with you on Darnold. I think he's going to be a fantastic NFL quarterback. I can think he's going to become elite. I do, now that he's in a better position. The thing with Zach Wilson, for the longest time I agreed with you, you can't trade Darnold because he's got the potential to be so good. And so I kept listening to the ESPN guys talk about, oh, the tape on Zach Wilson, the throws he can make. So, you know what? I bought into that, and I went and I Googled some of his stuff. And, man, it is easy to fall in love with the throws that you see him make on tape. But I didn't watch BYU. So I don't know about the throws that he didn't make or the throws that he shouldn't have made. Yeah. All I see is the throws that he made, which are just like, wow. Okay.
We didn't watch Blaine Gabbert, if you think about that. And you can go back and look at his highlights, and he looked an amazing NFL quarterback coming into the draft. There was some were saying that he was better than Cam. They would have picked him over Cam.
Yeah.
So I mean, you can go with the highlights. I mean, I had great highlights, but if you put my defensive highlights, you wouldn't want to draft me. So I mean, that you know, the highlights, it tells one side of the story, but it don't tell everything. And again, it's just something about a BYU quarterback that didn't really play any top five, power five teams on a consistent basis. And he struggled against Coastal Carolina, you know. So maybe I could be wrong. Maybe I could be wrong. So we'll see.
Well, that's one thing we don't do on this show is get things wrong. So then the Patriots, of course, take Mac Jones, and I'm telling you right now, that is a perfect fit for that guy, for that kid's skill set. The Patriots, I'm not going to say they're going to go on another Tom Brady-like run, because that's just unheard of. We're never going to see that again in the NFL for what Tom Brady and the Patriots did for so long. But I do think Mac Jones has the potential to win a couple of Super Bowls while he's there. I think that's a great fit for the Patriots, great fit for Mac Jones, and yeah, we'll see. You know, we'll see how that pans out. But yeah, I think that's a perfect spot for him.
But I think with Mac Jones, he doesn't have the pressure to come in right away to play quarterback.
Yeah.
You got Cam. So
as long as Cam stays healthy.
As long as he stays healthy. But I think you have a perfect storm. Let him come in, let him learn the system, and then I think it's going to be a perfect fit for both him and the Patriots. So I can agree with you. I think maybe two or three Super Bowls. I
think you're going three.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I hear you. And so just to kind of finish some of this out really quick before we head off the air, never mind. We're done.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need. Auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off Exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!